we want to make this app for the entire family, but we don't want to put the HBO name on it, because when you think HBO, you think Game of Thrones and people having sex with dragons and the like.
And now what they're learning is there's nothing wrong with having sex with dragons.
If you know, you know. We love to interrupt, spreading the game show love every week on 5n1.net.
Brand new spot here on 5N1. This is the BS Big Show. First recording in the new spot. My name is Chico Alexander. Thank you for being a part of our week. Alongside myself is my good friend, my Brooklyn brother from a Brooklyn mother, Jason Block.
Yes, sir. And while the weather is starting to turn warm, we are thinking about pigskin, chili, and the Eagles and the Cowboys opening the season. What?
Yay?
Right.
And also joining us on Third Street, our favorite North Coaster, not named Gatekeeper or El Toro's in Jersey. Never mind. It's Ian McClendon.
Greetings from the North Coast. Good evening, gentlemen. And it's certainly different being here on the Discord. Well, I couldn't make it to the last one because my Skype bursted. And not only that, my soundboard also blew up as well. And I'm going to, and as a result, I don't have a soundboard to work with right now. I'm probably going to be spending the rest of the summer tinkering with it, working on it to try to get it to work again. So, that's basically how it went. But
luckily,
one thing,
I've got Ian's back because Ian's got my back.
Yes, indeed. So, one thing's for sure, we may be in a new place for our recordings, but it's not going to stop me from name-dropping Paul Allen like I did for all that time at Skype there.
Hey, was Paul Allen involved in anything this last week? No? Okay.
So
maybe his radio show on KFAN.
Maybe.
So the reason why we are here, outside of the fact that we actually like each other, is because on May 14th, about a week ago, and of course a few days before, because it happened that way, the schedule was released for the 2025-2026 season. And I have all the ones lifted up, and I could get a Thursday, Sunday, Monday, International Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Okay, Chico, so you said you wanted Thursday, right?
I wanted Thursday.
Okay, and this is the Amazon Prime Thursday night football schedule according to NFL.com. We start with, on Thursday, September 11th, Commanders at the Packers. Then we have Dolphins, Bills, another game. Seahawks, Cardinals, with my sexy pick of the year, Cardinals. 49ers and Rams. I think you can play Shane McMahon for that one. I know. 49ers, baby. Yes. Here comes the money. 49ers, you know, just backed up the Brinks truck for many people, which we'll get to in a minute. And on this week six is the Eagles-Giants. Steelers-Bengals. Vikings, Chargers, Ravens, Dolphins. Ravens, Dolphins, Raiders, Broncos, Jets, Patriots, which could be interesting depending on how well the Jets do. Bills, Texans. And I believe that is the... No. Bears, Eagles. That's the Black Friday game.
Yeah, I forgot about the Black Friday because Prime Video doesn't do Thanksgiving. We'll talk more about that later. But then we go into week 14 with Cowboys Lions, followed by week 15 with the Falcons and the Bucks, and we round out the TNF schedule with Rams and Seahawks divisional battle there.
Then on Christmas Day, it's Broncos Chiefs. On Prime Video. That's the Christmas Day game.
That is the Christmas Day game, yes.
Well, there's yes, three games on Christmas. That's just the night game.
Yes, on Prime Video. And speaking of, it's beginning to look a lot like football. The Christmas Day games is a doubleheader. Christmas is Dallas in Washington, and then a NFC North battle, Lions and the Vikings. So there's that. On Thanksgiving Day, it's Packers Lions, Chiefs Cowboys, and Bengals Ravens. That could be a pretty good three-course meal right there.
Could be. I like it. I like it a lot. It's speaking to me. I'm running it up the flagpole, and I am saluting it.
Yeah.
What do we have?
We have five countries, seven games. The most international games, I believe, in a season, yes?
That is correct. And we're going to places that we've never been to before.
Like Madrid won.
Yeah, that's the
and
first
Dublin,
time.
And Dublin, I believe.
The first time we've been to Dublin, first time we've been to Madrid.
So week one is September 5th. The Chiefs will play the Chargers in Corinthians Arena in Sao Paulo, Brazil. That's going to be a free and exclusive YouTube game, if I remember correctly.
You are correct, sir.
That is okay. Not part of the Sunday ticket. And we go to Ireland for the Vikings.
I got this one. Week four, the 28th of September. Dublin, Ireland. Ireland will be hosting his first NFL regular season game with the Minnesota Vikings facing off against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That'll be on NFL Network.
The Vikings stay in Europe.
They stay in Europe and they'll be heading to London to face the Browns. You know, I've been a season ticket holder for the Browns since 2014, and when I heard that the Browns were going to be hosting a London game, I kind of convinced them to host the Vikings for their London game so that I don't have to alienate any fan bases whenever I visit Huntington Bank Field.
Well, seriously, plane tickets.
That's not actually what happened, though I would have championed a Browns-Vikings game in London myself. And that's what's going to happen on the 5th of October, and that's also going to be on NFL Network, and NFL Network's going to have a couple more games from London after that, and games in other countries as well, right?
Yes, October 12th. Week six. Broncos and the Jets, Jets.
Yeah, well.
But who by then will probably be mathematically eliminated.
What? Aren't they already now? Like the Giants are?
Week seven, Jay.
And of course, and then week seven is the Rams Jaguars, the Sadiq Khan game in Wembley. November 9th is week 10, Falcons-Colts in Berlin, Germany, Olympic Stadium, Yavol. And then the last one is in Bernabeu, Santiago Stadium, Commanders, Dolphins. That's all. That again. That's pretty cool. So we've got the international
mediocre football. Get up early to watch mediocre football. Yay!
Yes, but then we go to the Carrie Underwood special, which is Sunday Night Football. As we explained earlier, Thursday is Cowboys Eagles. Sunday, though, that same week, Ravens Bills. I think that's a rematch of the AFC Championship game.
You are correct, sir.
Well, not the AFC Championship game, the AFC.
The AFC. Yeah, it was the AFC. They're both AFC teams, Jay.
No, because the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that explains it. Okay, so that was a postseason matchup from last year, not necessarily the championship, but a rematch.
Right, okay. Then we have Falcons, Vikings, then Chiefs, Giants. Yuck!
Oh my!
Well, at least it's a home game.
That's one way of looking at it.
Packers, Cowboys, Patriots, Bills, Lions, Chiefs. That should be a great game. That was the season opener a couple of years ago, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was. It was, and Lions, Chiefs never fails to disappoint.
Falcons, 49ers, Packers, Steelers. Commanders, Seahawks, Steelers, Chargers, Lions, and Eagles. That is a rematch of the NFC Championship game, if I remember correctly.
Lions, Eagles? They didn't play in the... Oh, no, it wasn't. But, no, it wasn't.
My memory is shot. I'm sorry. Buccaneers, Rams, Bengals, Ravens. Well, that's the Thursday night Thanksgiving game. Commanders, Broncos, Texans, Chiefs, Vikings, Cowboys, Bengals, Dolphins, Bears, 49ers, and that's also subject to flex, you know.
Well, and of course, week 8 subject to flex if you think about it.
And then, of course, Wednesday night, week 18 is the. Every game at 1:20 except the one at 8:20 that means something.
Exactly. Really? The 8:20 game will be determined that week, I think.
Yes, so it will.
There
yeah.
we go to Monday Night Football. And Monday night kicks off week 1, September 8th, with the Vikings at the Bears. Then we go to Bucks at Texans, followed by Chargers at Ravens.
That's both on Monday night.
That's the
doubleheader, yeah.
Yep. Then at week 3, we have the Lions at the Ravens. Week 4, another doubleheader. Well, kind of, sort of. We have ESPN with Jets at the Dolphins and ABC with Bengals at the Broncos. Because ABC's got all the Monday night action as much as they can cram into the schedule, at least.
Right.
Week 5, we have Chiefs at the Jaguars. Week 6, we have the Bills at the Falcons. Also on ABC, the Bears at the Commanders.
Yes, that is the that's the Hail Mary game, part 2.
Week 7, another doubleheader with ESPN and ABC playing Bucks and Lions. And also on ESPN Plus, we have the Texans at the Seahawks. Week 8, we have Commanders at Chiefs. Week 9, Cardinals at the Cowboys. Week 10 is Eagles at Packers. Week 11, Cowboys at Raiders. Week 12, the Panthers visit the 49ers. Week 13, the Giants take on the Patriots. Week 14, the Eagles meet the Chargers. Week 15, the Dolphins play the Steelers. Week 16, 49ers have a date with the Colts. And for the season finale, on week 17, Rams, Falcons.
Oh, now that we've covered all the major teams, major stuff, let's go to our teams.
Yes, let's go to our teams. And I'm going to start with my team, the Carolina Panthers, which if you watch the schedule release video, you got like a 3-second glance at the schedule. And you're going to have to, you know, do some digging to get the rest of it, because I don't know about, we haven't gone to the ranks of who had the best schedule release video, but I feel like that our video was one giant fuck you from David Tepper.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to the Panthers socials, and so our preseason schedule starts August 8th against the Browns. Then we have August 16th against the Texans and August 21st against the Steelers. Our regular schedule begins on the road at Jacksonville, followed by the Cardinals on week 2. Home opener is September 21st against the Falcons, followed by a road trip to Foxborough. Then we come back to the Dolphins. I might decide to go to that game. I don't know. Not going into the next game. It's the Cowboys coming to Charlotte. And then October 19th, we fly up to the Jets. 26th, we come back home to host the Bills. November 2nd, it's a trip to Green Bay. November 9th, it's the beginning of the home-and-home series against the Saints. 16th, we go to Atlanta to face the Falcons. 24th on Monday Night Football, it is the 49ers. November 30th, it's the Rams. Week 14. Okay, bye. Week 15, it is the Saints. Week 16, the Bucks. Week 17, the Seahawks. At a time to be determined. And week 18, the Bucks. Also at a time to be determined.
Well, the New York Giants do this. Our preseasons are at the Bills, home against the Jets, and home against the Patriots. We have our first two games on the road against the Commanders and the Cowboys. Our home opener is the Sunday Night Football game we talked about against the Chiefs. And home against the Chargers, at the Saints, home against the Eagles, Thursday Night Football, at Broncos, at Eagles, 49ers, at Bears, Packers, at home, at the Lions, at the Patriots, Monday Night Football, December 1st, okay, bye, Commanders, Vikings, and the times to be determined at Raiders and the Cowboys. You notice we play the Eagles 2 times in weeks 6 to 8. Ugh, that's horrible, okay? Do you have the Vikings and the Commanders schedule? I mean, the Vikings and the, Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, well, I used to live in the tri-state area of Washington, D.C., but that was way long ago. Right now, I'm going to go over the schedules of my teams of interest, starting with the Vikings this time. Hey, we got a horn! Yeah, I don't know how it got there, but it played. Anyway, the Vikings preseason games, they'll be hosting the Texans and then the Patriots, and then they'll be going to Nashville to face the Titans to conclude their preseason, and then the regular season begins week 1 at Chicago against the Bears on Monday night. Then week 2 on Sunday night, they'll be hosting... Oh, Donald! The Falcons. And week 3, they'll be hosting Houday Bengals. And then they head on off to Ireland. Top of the morning. Week 4, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then, I say, London comes calling for a for a clash between my teams of interest, the Vikings and the Browns.
I see what you did there, Ian.
if I had a working soundboard, I would have had Luann laughing and saying, "Get it?" And then week 6.
Okay, bye.
That's right, okay, bye. And then week 7. the Vikings host the EAGLES Eagles, the defending champions.
The world champion, Philip.
Then week 8, Thursday night game at the Chargers, and then it's week 9. Go Lions, go! Go Lions, go! At Detroit. Then week 10, they host Azarath Betrianzenthos, the Ravens, and week 11, the Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. Da 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 da. That's week 11, and week 12 is the border battle. There is your dagger at Green Bay, and 13, they'll have to deal with the 12s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And the Seahawks in Seattle. And
you don't look like Ruth Pointer to me.
And week 14, they host Cobra Attack Commanders. And week 15, on the road, scheduled to be Sunday night. How about them Cowboys? Yeah, they'll be at Big D. And week 16, they'll be in North Jersey against the G-Men, the FIFO FUM. And then week 17, they'll be home for the holidays and the Christmas matchup with the Lions. And week 18, they'll be hosting the Packers. Time and date to be determined. And now, not so fun times in Cleveland, the Browns being the Browns. They'll be heading to your neck of the woods, Chico. They'll be in Charlotte to face the Panthers in their first preseason game. They'll go to Philly to play the Eagles, and they'll be hosting the Rams to conclude the preseason. And the regular season begins with the Battle of Ohio as the Browns host the Bengals in week 1. Then they'll head to Baltimore in week 2, and week 3 they'll be hosting the Packers. Week 4, go Lions go, they'll be heading off to Michigan. Week 5, as mentioned, they'll be in London hosting the Vikings. Week 6, they'll be heading to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. They're going to lose that one, no matter who's quarterbacking the Steelers. And week 7, they'll be hosting the Miami Dolphins. I can't do a dolphin chatter. There's your dolphin chatter. And week 8, they'll be heading to Foxborough for a date with the New England Patriots. Then in week 9...
Okay, bye.
Yes, indeed. After that is week 10, they'll be heading to New Jersey to face the J-E-T-S Jets. Both teams trying to pick up the pieces. Then week 11, the Browns host the Ravens. And then week 12, the Browns head to Nevada to face the Raiders. And then week 13, they'll be hosting the 49ers. And week 14, they'll be hosting Titans. Go! And week 15, it's off to Chicago for a battle with the Bears. And week 16, their last home game before Christmas, they'll be back home and they'll realize that no one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Battle of Lake Erie. I pretty much know which way that one's going to be going. And week 17, the home season concludes against Pittsburgh. And it's, unless it gets black, that's not going to be a night game. It has a better chance of being under a snow globe than on Thursday night. And week 18, season ends the way it begins with the Battle of Ohio, except with one of these teams is more likely to play in the playoffs, but that team is the one that plays at Paycor Stadium, which is where the Browns will be playing to conclude it. That's in Cincinnati, by the way. Yes, dude. So there.
Okay, and I happen to have the Saints, because our chief...
Oh, I pulled it up, too! You read my mind, sir!
Great minds think alike. What can I say? What? Okay, preseason is Chargers on August 10th, Jaguars at August 17th, and Denver Broncos on August 23rd. We kick off on week 1, September 7th, against the Cardinals. September 14th, against the 49ers. Then it's a trip to Seattle on September 21st. Week 4, road trip continues with the Bills. Week 5, down... Hey, Jay. Week 5. Week 5, am I right?
I see it. We're in New Orleans, yes. Mm-hmm.
Week 6, the Patriots come down to Party Town. Week 7, the Bears host the Saints. Week 8, the Tampa Bay Bucks. Week 9, the Rams. Week 10, how you doing? And week 11, Ian? Little kid?
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Week 12, it is the Falcons. Week 13, the Dolphins. Week 14, the Bucks. Week 15, they host the Panthers. Week 16, the Jets. Week 17, the Titans. And week 18, the Falcons. Nope. Do they have? They don't have any primetime. The Saints do not have any primetime games on the schedule.
No, as a matter of fact, there are 3 teams that do not have...
Neither do the Browns.
That's right. Do you know who the third is? Know who the third is?
Have no idea.
I got nothing.
You got Cleveland, New Orleans. Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's in the AFC.
Would it be the Titans?
It would be the Titans. That is correct.
Yeah, Titans go indeed.
Titans go.
Right. So, yeah. So there will be no new games in that. I mean, I did not see many of the release videos. Who did you like the best?
I've seen all of them, and if you haven't seen all of them. There's a guy by the name of Rob Elderton on YouTube who has ranked them all. So if you have 20 minutes, you can go and watch them all yourself. There's an interesting story regarding the Colts release video. They had a Minecraft-themed video, but it was not sanctioned by Microsoft. Whereas we had one video, I believe it was the...
Chargers had it.
That was sanctioned by Microsoft, so they had to go back to the drawing board and quickly whip up another release video. And again, if you go to Rob Elgerson's video, it shows. But just as a rundown, as from worst to best, the Jaguars had the fitness influencer with his morning routine. The Cowboys had America's Stream, which featured all of the Easter eggs from their 4-hour golf game.
Okay.
Houston had every Houston celebrity doing the Budweiser "What Up" video. New Orleans had Coach Moore's press conference with Coach Kazi, angry translator. The Bucks had John Gruden's 50th anniversary unboxing, sort of like what he does with a Barstool. Or as I call it, 10 minutes of your life you'll never get back.
Yeah, Barstool, exactly.
Tennessee had the schedule. Tennessee had schedule Rizzy, which is sort of a parody of those pharmaceutical commercials with all of the side effects. Carolina had the secret reveal, which is, again, I talked about that already. Green Bay had the schedules missing, which is basically Josh's fever dream, which involved a whole lot of memes and Tom Grossi. The Broncos had mutton busting. The Browns were playing with time. They were playing with, like, I forgot the name of the creators, but they were helping out with that. The Steelers had a Sasquatch hunt. The 49ers did a parody of the Oregon Trail. Just to rub it in everybody's faces, the Eagles said, "This is the schedule for the 2024 World Champion, Philadelphia Eagles."
Reminiscent of 2001 A Space Odyssey, right?
Yep. With a long shot of the Vince Lombardi.
In place of a monolith.
Mm-hmm. The Bears were destroying every Ben Johnson's phone, tablet, and laptop. The Patriots were doing the egg drop challenge, which I just didn't get. More drone footage in and around Detroit. Commanders resurrected Roller Coaster Tycoon, which I thoroughly enjoyed. The Vikings offered everybody real and or fake tattoos of their opponents. Miami had sort of a time tunnel plus Zach Thomas speech with, they basically did the bare minimum. Here's a speech. Here's the schedule. It looks like Doctor Who. Now to the ones that I really enjoyed. The Falcons did a parody of Mario Kart. The Jets had an infinite Zoom picture. The Ravens did a parody of Severance, which I thought was awesome. The Bills used AI, but instead of AI, you have Allen Iverson in a Carolina Mudcats hat. The Chargers have Minecraft. The Cardinals had Mac Wilson Sr. rapping about his opponents. And the Rams had Brenda Song with a sort of a Daily Show sort of thing where she was riffing on the schedule. I already talked about the Colts. And now let's get to the four that I thought were absolutely epic. The Raiders had a This Is Sports Center parody, which was pretty cool. The Giants had a Love Island parody. Oh. Sorry?
I said, oh, God.
Yeah, you should take a look at it, man. It's like you watch it, you get it. And then the second best one, Jason Block.
Yes.
I want you to be as calm and rational and as adult-like as you can possibly be for the next 15 seconds.
Okay? You're asking way too fucking much. Go on.
Okay, just or at least fake it, all right?
All right, I'll fake it. Go ahead.
Okay. The Chiefs video was Ben Bailey hosting Cash Cab.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Was it that funny?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Okay.
And my favorite.
So
my favorite this year goes to the Seahawks. A 50th anniversary salute to 1980/90s toy commercials. Unbox the action, they call it.
Oh, nice! Oh, nice. All right.
So, yeah, you could go online, watch all of those, and have fun while you're at it.
We will, but, okay. So, the meetings are happening right now as we speak, right?
Yep.
But the big news out of the meetings is that we're going to get Olympic football? Or am I missing something?
You are not mistaken. The owners have voted to allow NFL players to participate in flag football at the LA Games in 2028. The proposal has said no more than one player from each team could participate in the event, which is making its debut in the City of Angels. This is from CNN, by the way, as well as providing support for those players involved, including injury protection and salary cap credit. According to Roger Goodell, it is an incredible honor for any athlete to represent their country in the Olympics, which is the pinnacle of global sport. I know firsthand that the inclusion of flag football in the Olympics has sparked a tremendous amount of excitement among NFL players interested in the chance to compete for their country on the world stage. We are thrilled that they will now have that chance. Jason, is this something that
pick a player on your team that I think who should play flag football. It's not going to be any of the linemen.
No.
Right?
No. On my team, XL, Xavier Legetti.
For the Giants, I think I would put Malik Nabers there. Makes sense, right?
Oh, totally.
And
okay.
Nobody for the Browns, but Justin Jefferson from the Vikings could work.
Somebody's got to be for the Browns.
If not XL, then J.C. Horn. Forgot about him.
Hmm. And also you forgot something about the big news out of the Saints, Derek Carr is gone. He's retired.
Yeah, Derek Carr has called it a career. He has a degenerative nerve. Upon reflection of prayer and in discussion with Heather, I've decided to retire from the National Football League. This is from May 10th, by the way. For more than 11 years, we have been incredibly blessed and are forever grateful and humbled by this experience. It's difficult to find the right words to express our thanks to all the teammates, coaches, management, ownership, team officials, and especially the fans who made this journey so special. Your unwavering support has meant the world to us.
I'm incredibly happy that he's gonna walk, you know. But
I think we definitely need time for him to do so. Yeah.
Yes, and it's also, but we also definitely need the money truck one more time, please.
You want me to back up the money truck? I'll back up the money truck for you.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money truck.
Here comes the money.
Okay, but we also need Mr. Paul Heyman. From Mr. Irrelevant to Mr. Paid. Brock Purdy.
Irrelevant to Mr. Moneybags.
He signed a 5-year, $252 million contract. I believe that is the number, right?
Yes.
With, I believe, $180 million guaranteed, with its average value to be about $53 million a year.
Mm-hmm. That is
now. I will get to that.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Now, we also need to talk about stopping the tight end because George Kittle, got a 4-year extension. I don't know how much his money's worth.
It's 76.4 mil, with 35 fully guaranteed, and an $18.145 million signing bonus.
And I believe Fred Warner, who is a linebacker for the 49ers, yeah, he is now the top paid linebacker.
Yeah, this just happened yesterday.
3 years, $63 million contract. Yeah, it just happened yesterday. But okay. Signing Kittle had to do that. Warner? Yeah. Purdy? You know what this reminds me of?
What does this remind you of?
When the Jaguars went all in on Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Now, I'll tell you right now, Brock Purdy is what the San Francisco 49ers needed at the time, but at the very best of days, he is a mid quarterback. On the very best of days.
Yes.
I mean, he's not a terrible quarterback. I mean, give me him versus Trevor Lawrence, I'd take Brock Purdy any day, but like me against Bryce Young at the end of the Carolina Panthers season. Mm-hmm. I may have to pray on that one, actually, now that I think about it.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Arizona's going to be very good this year. But what do you think about signing Brock Purdy to the money he got?
Again, I don't...
Ian?
It's not my money, but again, you do you, San Francisco.
Right. Ian, are you there?
Not sure if it's going to pan out. not quite sure. He's done a lot for them in the short time that he had, and up to that they feel that he's their future, but it's not just him, it's all the other components that made the 49ers work, like Christian McCaffrey, although he's been having some injury problems as of late. Then
we'll put it to you this way. How is Christian McCaffrey right now? Did he hurt again or is he back?
I haven't heard anything on injury wise from McCaffrey yet.
And other players like Ayukin and Beto. Although Debo is elsewhere these days.
Yeah, the San Francisco, I believe, lost as many free agents as the Eagles did this year. They lost a lot. Okay. But in the meetings, we're going to get, they're also trying to ban the tush push.
Weak.
You know, yeah. But there's one, I think the Lions have said this. They want to reseed the playoffs. It would be the same. Here is a playoff, here it is, not predictor, reseeding. Here we go. They're going to vote on a modified version of the Lions, according to USA Today. Okay? The modified proposal would keep the division champs as host of the first round, but reseed the entire field after the wild card round. Which means that the Lions would play the Rams instead of the Commanders, who are in the wild card at 11-6. Okay? It would need 24-32. You think they would get it?
Well, if they do get it, we wouldn't see it this season. We'd definitely see it next season. But if you think about it, it actually...
Well, because the original proposal, the provisional proposal, was the Lions sought to have playoff teams seeded strictly on regular season records from the wild card round through the conference championship games. So, for example, the Vikings, horn please if you've got it.
Horn, please. I think I got it here. There we are.
Earned the wild card berth, but had to travel to L.A. to play the 10-7 Rams, who won the NFC West in the proposal.
Or in this case, Arizona, because L.A. was being ravaged by wildfires at the time.
Right. The Vikings would have hosted the game instead of as the second seed. They won the tiebreaker with the Eagles, while the Rams would have been the seventh seed despite winning their division. That's a little rough. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they would reseed the field after the wild card round. Okay. Interesting. All right.
Yep.
What that happened.
It's like, on one hand, reseeding is something that makes sense in the long run because you have the better team always facing off against the worst team. But at the same time, and this is from people who are paid to think this sort of thing, it minimizes the value of divisional games. And although the league believes it makes the late season mean more, but it's solving a problem that doesn't really exist.
Exactly. So we'll see. I mean, we'll come back with the news, but yes, we actually need to go to college. Hit the theme if you got it. So, what's the first article here?
So there is talk about establishing a college sports presidential commission. You know,
okay.
Due to all of this stuff with NIL, and this is basically coming from Washington, let's just say, because the current administration wants to fix college sports. Now, Nick Saban, who is basically the be-all end-all of all college sports, has said, "I don't think we need a commission." That's him saying this. I have a quote from him. "I know there's been a lot of stuff out there about some commission or whatever. I don't think we need a commission. I've said that before. I think we need to know what the issues are. I think we just need to have people who are willing to move those and solve those and create some solutions for some of those issues. I'm all for being a consultant to anybody who would think that my experience would be beneficial to helping create some of those solutions." That's Nick Saban saying. I'm not anti-NIL. I'm all for the players for making money. I don't think we have a sustainable system right now. I think a lot of people agree with that in terms of the future of college athletics, period, not just football. How do we sustain 20 other non-revenue sports that create lots of opportunities for people in the future?
Okay, that's a load of bullshit, because if I remember correctly, NIL was the reason why Saban retired.
Pretty much, right? Yeah.
No, don't give me that "I want the kids to make money." You lying sack of shit. Seriously. You lie.
You lie. You lying liar who lies.
Exactly. You freaking lie. Yes. Indeed. What the fuck is Ohio doing?
They are considering a bill to ban noon kickoffs.
Why? What did they say?
Gosh. Hold on.
I'm not sure why they would think of it, because
go ahead, Ian. Sorry.
It's been a long time tradition for Ohio State and Michigan to kick off at 12 noon, so I have no idea what they were thinking of that. It just isn't Ohio State, Michigan if it doesn't start around 12 noon. It's been a long running tradition for so many years, but these days tradition has been jettisoned in favor of money all over college football. Look at it the way, whatever way you want it.
Yeah, my guess is Ohio State Representative Tex Fisher is up for re-election and he wants to get the easy vote. That's my guess. He wants he introduced a bill last week that would require Ohio State football games, that is the Ohio State University, to kick off at 3:30 or later if the Buckeyes are playing a top 10 ranked team in the Associated Press poll. This is him on Twitter. A few weeks ago, I said it would be a crime for Fox to put Ohio State versus Texas at noon. Promises made, promises kept. Are you shitting me right now, Tex? Are you fucking shitting me right now, Tex? Senator Bill DeMora is also trying to use legislation to change how Buckeye fans can watch. It would ban state universities, his bill, would ban state universities from entering into or renewing contracts to broadcast the game exclusively on a streaming service. This is after Ohio State has exclusively streamed some of their games on Peacock. Ian, your ears to the ground on this. I got nothing.
It's news to me. I got nothing either.
I'm absolutely befuddled. This is befuddling. And finally, we've got to talk about Chiefsaholic.
Yeah,
that is the correct reaction. According to sources, Chiefsaholic was sentenced to multiple decades in prison because we have this guy who is the biggest Kansas City Chiefs fan ever, and you know how he funded his fandom? By doing crime. There's actually a very good film about it. Chiefsaholic, A Wolf in Chief's Clothing. So I suggest you watch it. But Chiefsaholic, real name Xavier Babujar, has been sentenced to 32 years in an Oklahoma prison, 2.5 years after authorities caught him in the state as he fled from a local bank robbery. He's already serving a 17.5-year federal sentence for robbing banks in 7 states from 2022 to 2023. But they're going to tack on some more time, and the sentence is concurrent, meaning he'll serve an additional 14.5 years in Oklahoma penitentiaries after his federal term ends. According to Steve Kunstweiler, a Tulsa County District Attorney, it was offensive to me that a serial robber could victimize as many hardworking Americans as this guy did all across the country and only receive 17.5 years from the federal government. My preference was for him to serve the rest of his life in prison. He caught another break today, but at least he's going to be serving some additional time, and my thoughts are with the victims who continue to be tormented by his violence. Yeah. So that is his legacy. In fact, if you watch the Commanders schedule release film, the one with the Roller Coaster Tycoon, they do a dig on Chiefsaholic. They basically put him in a cell with the caption, "Chiefsaholic leaving the park." It is really funny. But yeah, Chiefsaholic, A Wolf in Chief's Clothing. It's available on Prime Video. I suggest you watch it if you want a full grasp of that story, because it is a story that needs to be told. And speaking of stories that need to be told, we have several of them all around the network here at 5&1. You can find out more information by following us on our socials at 5&1net. That is the number 5, ANDONENET. including Thursday, where Jason, Gordon, and myself will go over the season writ large on Survivor. We'll recap all of Jeopardy Masters this season, and we will talk about Top Chef and I guess all of the stuff we learned over the past 12 months, because it is the season finale of Wheel of Twinterrupt, which
can't believe that we're in season 14.
We're in season 14 next week.
I know. No, but I'm saying we're ending 13 now.
We're ending 13 now. We're beginning 14 next week.
We had some sports Emmys that got out tonight. Did you know Nick Saban actually won one?
Did you know that Lady Gaga actually won one?
That's right. He only needs a Tony to become the EGOT.
Yep. You know what? Give her 5 years, she'll have a Tony.
Exactly.
Okay, Jay, why don't you tell us, first of all, in as brief words as you can, because we're up against the hour, Ohio State and the noon ban on the football.
They were just saying that if they play a top 10 team, it should be 3:30 or 7 o'clock.
What's going on at the NAWC?
We are heading to Battleground, Saturday's main event, Battleground, Money in the Bank on June 7th, and of course the horrific injury was a sport, and she did a drop kick on her knee and landed wrong and blew out her ACL yet again. Yikes. Not good. Indeed. So there's that. Ian, anything from you?
Well, I haven't published a Pigskin post in a month, but I may publish it probably not this week, but next week at the earliest or the week after. I will be going over the NFL draft as well as the schedule, as well as any hot stove happenings in college, and West Side High School football. This includes possible conference adjustments. There is at least one that's going to be happening relatively soon. There are plenty going on in the high school. The landscape is going to be changing once again. Like every five to ten years, there's a huge shakeup when it comes to conferences, and one is going to be going down right now in Northeast Ohio. But whenever I get to my Facebook page to post a Pigskin post, whenever that is, I'll be there, and I'll be sharing it with the BS group as well, and I'll be back at some point in this off season, hopefully I'll get the situation with my soundboard worked out fine. I'll keep experimenting and tinkering, and hopefully sometime I'll come to a solution.
Indeed.
Okay.
If you need help, we're always there for you, buddy. Over on It Was a Thing on TV. Brand new episode of the Square Circle Time Machine with Greg and Dane. The WWF SmackDown pilot is the subject. And also we have Pilot Month with Herndon and Me featuring Michael Richards and Ted McGinley. And a mini-sode featuring the 1985 NBA Draft Lottery. Oh, the less said about that, the better. But it's all in It Was a Thing on TV.com. So Jay, when do you think our next episode?
When will we be back?
I was just wondering when.
I don't.
Sometime this summer, probably close to OTAs, close to a preseason, definitely before the Hall of Fame game, as we do our annual.
I would say sometime in July, maybe.
You know,
unless there's a major news report,
and no Jordan Hudson getting God, Jesus Christ Almighty! No, getting engaged to Bill Belichick does not count as major news.
No, it does not. There is a documentary on Netflix that I believe dropped today about Brett Favre.
Okay, so if I were to go to Fall of Untold, the Fall of Favre.
And of course, everybody who's like, they're attacking him because he's a fucking crook.
They're not attacking him because he's conservative. They're attacking him because he did crimes and got caught. Learn the difference and go touch grass. Get off your keyboard. Stop your shit. Get a new watch. Anywho, that's something to talk about. Yeah, that's it for now.
Enjoy the summer. Have a good time. And retire.
If I may quote Michael Che, retire, bitch.
By the way. Oh, by the way, you think Cole Jost is leaving SNL this year? He does have a gig,
but I think he's going to stick with Update. I mean, come on. Why wouldn't you?
Michael Che's leaving, isn't he?
I don't see anybody leaving, but then again, the summer just began for SNL.
Right, exactly.
I like to see Jane Wickline leave. She's about as entertaining as a 2x4.
Yeah, we're all tapping, and we've got another podcast to promote in two days. So we'll do that.
All right, take us home. All right, for Ian McClinn, for Jason Block, for everybody at 5 and 1, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Enjoy the summer.